of the Living Geek.
We'll get started. Oh, wait, shit. There was a thing I was going to do for a start, but I can't remember. This is why I don't... I should prepare bits ahead of time, but I don't bother. And then I'm like, I'll remember it. It's fine. And then we get here, and I'm just like...
There was something important I was supposed to do today.
Oh, you know what it was? I was going to recite the beginning to Let's Go Crazy. I don't know. I'm not going to do that anymore. Yeah, I don't care.
I really don't know what that song is, which is why I made the reference to something completely different.
Wait, you never heard Let's Go Crazy, Let's Get Nuts?
No.
Had to. That's one of Prince's greatest.
Yeah, I don't really like his music at all.
I like Prince's music. It's okay. You know what I mean? I'll listen to it when it's on the radio, and sometimes I'll seek it out a little bit. The main thing, though, is I like Prince, or I liked, because he's dead now, Prince as a person. Because he was...
I got nothing against him.
But. Oh, well, I love story... Like, okay, Carlos Boozer used to play in the NBA, and Prince, when he was living out in L.A., he rented a house from Carlos Boozer. And he rented the house, whatever. And then one day, like, as Prince is getting ready to move back to Minneapolis, Boozer is driving by, and he drives by his house like 3 times because he's changed it so much that he doesn't recognize it anymore. So Boozer gets like pissed off because he sees, oh my God, Prince changed the gate. So now it's just a giant Prince sign. He changed the fountain so it has purple water. He made a salon that's out awesome. Of a bedroom. Yeah, no, that's really awesome, right? But like the thing is, so he goes and he finds Prince, and before he can say anything, right? Before he can get mad, before he can say like, you got to change all this back, whatever. Prince just comes up to him and says like, hey, Carlos, thanks for letting me use your house the last couple of months. Here's $1 million. Do whatever you want. And then he just left. Awesome. And he's like, yeah. And so he's like, yeah, I fixed it back to the way it was and got new furniture and everything. Prince is great. And then, yeah, it's just things like that. Like, he was a weird, crazy dude. But the thing is, he was genuinely crazy. Like, I love Beck Hansen. But that guy, you know, he's just putting it on for a show. He's not actually crazy.
Is that his last name?
Yeah, Beck Hansen. Yeah. Know that. Yeah.
I don't like his music either, though. So.
Oh, his like Loser? Loser is great.
It's mediocre at best, but yeah.
Your face is mediocre. All right. Well, anyway, that's enough. Like, we're theoretically waiting on Andy. He'll get here eventually, so he says. But we're just gonna start now. So hi. I don't have an intro, so welcome to Survivor... Nope, we are Outwit, Outplay, Outcast, in which we talk about Survivor Cal Wrong. You'd think this many episodes into it, I would get this down, but I don't want to.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Season 32, episode 10, I'm Not Here to Make Good Friends, which seemed weird at first until I realized, oh, that's a Thai saying. Oops. Anyway, I'm... Oh, wait, first off, we're on NOTL 9/11 Geeks. NOTLG.com, patreon.com/NOTLG, blah, 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 blah. I am Nick, and joining me is Brian, and at some point, theoretically, we'll be joining Andy. He's supposed to be here at 8:30. Spoiler alert, it is 8:45. Oh. I'm going to pretend that's what I said. Anyway, how you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, all right.
So. I had to go get the mail because in my pajamas because I already changed and I saw my email that said my new crate was here.
Oh, cool. Wait, is this the quest one, right?
Yeah.
And so it's got Viking stuff and a bunch
it's
of whatever.
Got a Viking drinking horn and a labyrinth shirt and an Uncharted poster.
Oh, that's cool.
There's Harry Potter socks. I don't like those, but so I gave them to my sister. But still.
Wait, did you say what shirt it was?
Labyrinth.
Okay, yeah. I remember Labyrinth, but I didn't remember it was a shirt. The only loot crate I ever bought, I got the special edition Mass Effect one that they did because I'm that big of a nerd and I love Mass Effect. I'll pay $80 for it. Mm, that came with...
Actually play it now.
Oh, it's great. I played
the first planet you go to after you get officially made the whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the weird thing. Mass Effect number one is the best RPG I've played until I played 2 and 3. And played 2 and 3. And 2 and 3 are so much better than Mass Effect 1 that I kind of don't want to ever play Mass Effect 1 again.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I've only played 1. So.
Do you have it on PC? Because if you have it on PC, you can get a save editor.
Yeah, I got 1 and 2 on Steam for like $10.
Oh, yeah. In that case...
Like together.
In that case, maybe... play it. And if you like it, keep on playing it. Because it is a fun game and I enjoy it. But... what I told myself I would do if I ever played it again is on the PC is just open up the file editor and create a save game file and then import that to number 2 and just start with number 2. Oh, that's what I would do because number 1's fine, but number 2 is so much better. Anyway, Commander Shepard isn't on Survivor, although if he was, he or she, take your pick, they would definitely win because... Shepard is space Jesus. So this episode of Survivor, I liked a lot. Like this season started off kind of slow, especially because a lot of the folks that I liked were getting voted off really stupidly early. But as it's advanced, I've really enjoyed it.
Man, the name of this episode scared me. Well, at first it didn't because I didn't know who said it. And I was like, oh, somebody just screwed themselves. And then I heard Ty say it and I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, no, because Ty's doing the... Here's... Because I know what you're saying. Normally when someone says, I'm not here to make friends, we collectively facepalm and we realize that person is doomed. But he was smart because he said it to the camera. And even though he isn't there to make friends, and you know what? Yeah, you are there to win $1 million. You're not there to make good friends. But that's the other thing is he qualified it. I'm not here to make good friends. He's there to be friendly. He realizes that in order to win that $1 million, he has to make friends. They're not going to be his friends for life, though.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. Especially not Scott and Jason.
Oh, no. Like, oh, man, this episode, it actually really come to think of it, this whole season has focused on, at first it focused on Ty, and now it's focusing on Aubrey. And actually, I really like this episode because it kind of crossed over the two. And in fact, we had a really great scene in the middle of the episode where it was the two of them talking about, not even really talking about the game, just talking about how they're experiencing the game. And I really liked that scene.
I think I was looking at my phone and actually wasn't paying attention during that part of the show.
No, I was definitely doing that a little bit myself, but there were a couple points where I started to check back in. I was like, all right, look, I can check my iPad at the commercial. And so I actually stopped and rewound from the beginning and watched it and only checked Twitter and whatnot during the commercials. And actually, this turned out to be a really good episode. It started with them coming back from... having voted out Debbie, and it's got Scott and Jason gloating over, oh, we got him. You guys, we got him. Our psyops, psychological operations, our psyops worked, man. That really frustrated me.
We hid the machete in the axe, and they couldn't handle it. Like, what the
fuck? Yeah. He's so, like, causation, or... correlation? Is that what they say? Yeah, correlation doesn't imply causation. Like, yeah, they voted out Debbie, but it's not a result of you guys...
Nothing to do with that.
Yeah, they weren't that... Like, that's the thing is, Jason and Scott were acting as if the women were a tight alliance. They weren't. This is actually kind of like previous season, the second chance season, in that we have a bunch of people who are kind of in individual voting blocks, and it's a very loose alliance. And so what they're seeing, Kyle thinks that they're seeing this tight five strong and, oh, we made them vote one of their own out. Yeah, good job. But in fact, not really.
They
voted one out like they wanted to vote out Julia and they couldn't. And then they figured, all right, well, Debbie is not loyal or Debbie is too loyal to Julia. So we'll take her out. And this is actually an extension of that. This is them realizing that Jason and, that Kyle and Scott are too similar. They're too tied together, so you gotta vote out one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway. So they get back, they bullshit a little bit. The worst thing to me was, Scott going up to Aubrey and trying, like, okay, I respect that he was trying to make peace with Aubrey. Like, tell her, look, we are perfectly willing to work with you again if you'd like. The thing is, though, he just came across as like some dumbass trying to wanna be mafia kind of guy, you know? So, Yeah, he's like, hey, that's a real nice fire you got there, Aubrey. Be a shame if something were to happen to it. Maybe somebody puts it out. Or like, you know, this one guy I know, he went along with Sydney. Didn't turn out so good for him. He ended up on a jury, is all I'm saying. And like, yeah, I didn't like that. And Aubrey did the smart thing, which is just smile and nod and say, yeah, you're right. Yeah, that is a true thing. And then realize this guy is, yeah, he's not providing for us the way he says he is. We want to provide for you. We like to. We don't want to do these bad things. We don't want to hide the machete. We just kind of have to.
Right, that was totally like the douchebag who like beats his wife. Like, I don't want to hit you.
Yeah, you made me. Yeah, if we didn't do this, we'd be gone. We have to. You know, Aubrey, we hit it for your own good.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like Scott now, especially after seeing him out of the game in the Ponderosa. And I know I say this every week, but this is another one you gotta watch. It's a good one. Really humanizes him, and also like he kind of realizes, oh, I was a little bit crazy while I was on that island, wasn't I? Okay. Yeah. Well,
he was cool until last week.
Yeah. Well, you know,
that shit.
You know what I think it was? Is he was cool when he wasn't in power. When he was in power, he started to have trouble figuring it, or you know what I mean? Like as soon as he had a little bit of sway, he was abusing it. Like, you saw it later on. He, Jason, and Ty, they were all sitting in the tide pool, and they were talking, and they were plotting. And it was, basically, it was just Jason and Scott. And then every now and again, Ty would say, like, oh, I think we should go for Julia. And they'd be like, yeah, that's a good idea. Anyway, we should definitely go for Aubrey, right? Yeah, we're going to go for Aubrey. And that's the thing, is they were just ignoring him because it's like, well, we have all the power. You are just here along for the ride.
Yeah. Which is, you know, only one of you guys has an idol.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, oh, well, that was
the none other- now.
Yeah. Oh, that was a nice little masterstroke. And actually, that's a thing worth mentioning, is that at the very start of this, as soon as they get back from Tribal Council, Ty, god damn it, I cannot think of his name when these things happen. God damn beer. Ty gives Jason his idol back. And that's, like, it seemed a little staged. I'm sure they did it. They're just like, here you go. And then they probably said, no, make it a little bit more dramatic for us. I have a feeling it was something like that, because it was a little bit staged. But anyway, so after all of that, they go into this reward challenge, which is kind of a neat one. It's another one where they have, it's a balanced thing. The challenge itself wasn't that interesting. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't that interesting. What made it interesting, though, and why I really like this one, was that they forced the players to make a choice. They had to choose between letters from their families, a bacon cheeseburger, basically a full meal with a bacon cheeseburger and some other fun, fries. Yum fries, fun, oh, a beer and other fun, yum stuff. And an advantage in the game. And whichever one they chose, they would choose blindly, and then they would only compete against the other people who had picked that. So if you were the only person to pick food, you just won it automatically. And as the case stands, let's see. Thank God someone wrote these down, because I otherwise wouldn't know it. Julia and Joe were competing over the love. That is the letters from home. And good old 2 Second Joe was out as soon as this thing began. So Julia just gets her letters and I'm like, yay, all right, great. I'm going to go straight to the bench and start reading them. Ty, Sydney, and Aubrey were all competing for the advantage. And who won that one? Ty won that one. So good for me. Huzzah. The reward for that being an extra vote, like the one that Dan had, not the one was it Steven who had it last season? Probably. Sure. Yeah. I don't know. That was more than a week ago. I don't remember. I barely remember what happened last week. Right. That's not true. So yeah, an advantage where he winds up getting an extra vote. Nobody knows what it is, other than him. They actually think it's an advantage in the next reward challenge or immunity challenge. We learned that from the Ponderosa, which you didn't watch.
Did we?
Yeah. That was, they were talking about, like, I wonder what it was. And like, oh, it's probably just an advantage in the next Ponderosa or next Ponderosa. God damn it, next immunity challenge.
I don't think there's an advantage to being the next in Ponderosa.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the advantage is you get 3 more days. Finally, there was food, which was Michelle, Scott, and Kyle. And Michelle won that. And she seemed to really, really enjoy that cheeseburger. They had like a seesaw, and on one end was a couple of jars, and then on the other end they had to push down on their foot to hold that thing steady, and they lost as soon as the jars fell off.
You know what I really liked about this challenge is, you know, normally with the endurance ones, like, I felt better for the people who lost in this one, because usually the endurance challenges, people who lost are sitting there for a fucking hour waiting for everybody else to finish. This one was like 12 minutes or something.
Yeah.
This was just like super hard.
This was a nice short one. Well, also, like, you were really only competing against one or two other people. So it wasn't, oh man, I got, like, as soon as Joe dropped, Julia was like, yay, I won, and then just walked off. And so it wasn't that hard.
Which was like, she was up there for like 30 seconds and she won.
Yeah. Although, let's face it, what she won was letters. So,
yeah, you know.
I mean, it's better than nothing, right? But it's at the same time, it's like, okay,
maybe.
It's not a bacon cheeseburger.
I don't think it is better than nothing, because it's just going to make you sadder that they're not there.
Yeah, I can see that. Make you more homesick.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially,
the word.
So apparently they get to read their letters if they get voted out. When they get to Ponderosa, they get to read their letters. And it's a good thing Scott did not compete for letters and did not win, because his letter was brutal. We'll skip ahead. Hey, look, guess who got voted out? It was Scott. We'll come back to all this. We're not, last week's episode was short. We're not in that much of a time crunch this time. His letter was from his sister explaining that her cancer treatment didn't work and now she had a heart condition and she's happy because she knows that he will be there to take care of her kids when the inevitable happens.
Jesus Christ. Like, that's... Why the fuck would you write that to him while he's, like, trying to compete?
Yeah, that is a real bummer. No, I know. It's like, I get it, you have to tell him this thing, but, oof, it was brutal.
No,
you don't.
No, they shouldn't have told him that shit at all. They should have the sugar-coated some, we miss you shit.
Yeah. Well, he had one of those. He had one from, I think, his mom, where it was like, oh, we love you, we miss you, thank you for taking care of us. I forget exactly, because I saw it more than a couple hours ago. But anyway, like the thing that was cool about this, to get back to the reward challenge, was the food versus love versus advantage angle. And I know for a fact I totally would have gone for the food, because I love food.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gluttony is my favorite sin.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty partial to sloth because I really like sleeping.
Oh,
but yeah.
No, I think gluttony still.
Yeah. The other cool thing about this one was the end was Aubrey versus Ty, and they were competing for that advantage as much as they could. And Aubrey just wanted to stay on to prove that she belonged there, because after this challenge happens, when we get back to the camp, that's when we get that nice little scene between Ty and Aubrey, and they're talking about how hard the game was and how both of them are like, man, everyone's just so playing this game so hard and they're so far above us. And they admit to each other, like, they feel like now they do belong there. Don't get me wrong. They definitely belong there. In fact, one of those two, I think, will win $1 million, but they feel like they don't belong. They feel like they have imposter syndrome.
But the challenge, the winners were Ty, Julia, and Michelle. Notice they all have something in common.
And none of them are brawn.
They're all the beauty tribe.
Oh, you're right. None of them are brains either.
Yeah. Once again, beauty tribe is dominating all the challenges.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like, as we said, we talked about a couple times in the past, and like, they were pretty, there was a lot of cross-pollination, sure, whatever. There was a lot of cross, you know what I mean, like Aubrey, as we tell in this episode, Aubrey could have made a pretty good case for herself being in the Brawn tribe. She is pretty tough. And Ty very easily could have been in the Brains tribe. Nick could have been in the Sociopath tribe. So they made some real interesting choices with the crossover here.
Yeah. And just like what the hell is her name? Anna could definitely have been on the beauty tribe. No, she was. What was the other one that looked just like her?
Oh, Liz?
Was it Liz?
Liz was on Brains.
Yeah, she could have been on the beauty tribe.
Yeah. Oh, man, the fact we only got like 4 episodes of her, it's not fair.
Sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No, I also loved the skinny girl beating Jason and Scott.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's really funny. Michelle, I think. Yeah, it was Michelle. I still get Michelle and Julia mixed up from time to time. They've differentiated in themselves enough by now, I should know. Julia is the one that's really...
They're like a foot, like, different in height.
Yeah, they look... One's blonde, one's brunette. They're a foot different in height. Julia is the really smart, cunning... I don't want to say manipulative one because that sounds negative. How do I want to put it instead? Shrewd? Sure, let's go with shrewd. She's the smart, cunning, shrewd one. And Michelle is the one who's really kind of naive and trusting. And like, oh yeah, Julia's going to take care of me. We're going to get to the end together. And then I will somehow win. Like, I don't think Michelle has a real plan for what to do once she gets to the end. Yeah.
I don't think there's any way... Well, we're talking about getting to the end, that Ty is going to, unless he wins the rest of the challenges, because nobody's going to want to bring him.
I think he has a path, because you're right. Like, they are going to gun for him. But number one, how many people are left anyway? Are there 7 now?
7 now.
Yeah. Okay, so there's 7. We know for a fact we're going down to a final 3, so there's 4 people get voted out. His advantage can take care of, can see him through one vote. His idol can,
idol.
Yeah, his idol can see him through another. So you're right. He does need to win 1 or 2 challenges, and hope for the best. But, I think he stands an okay chance. Actually, you know what? Let's talk about that for a second. Like, who actually, cause there's a lot of people in this one that I think could legitimately win it at this point. Like, I think Aubrey could win it. Ty could win it if he got to the end. Julia could win it if she got to the end. Oh, I just heard a sound. I think that means
that you're hearing things.
Yes, Andy is here. I will add him. Here we go.
Hey.
Hey.
You guys remember this guy?
We have special guest star, Andy, who's not dead.
My fucking child. I swear to God, guys.
That's all right.
So where are we at?
Well, we had just finished the reward challenge, and the main thing that we were talking about now, we were actually going to take a moment to talk about who we thought actually stood a chance at winning at this point.
And we need to bet, because I am totally fucked in the points now.
Oh, okay, wait, you guys made a bet about Mike's fate, right?
Yep.
About surviving and dying. Does anyone want to take a wager on who's going to do it?
No.
Who's going to be the one to kill him?
No, you guys can do that.
What did we bet? I don't remember.
2 points. So I bet
Nick said 2 points that he'd survive. Brian, you said 2 points that he'll get eaten. And basically at this point, Brian, you're saying whether or not Ty's going to make it to Final Tribal.
No, I could see Ty eating it.
If he gets,
I've seen enough cartoons. If you get hungry enough, people start to look like food. And Mike is basically already the shape of food.
That's true. Close. Yeah. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Nobody takes a bet. That's okay.
That's all right.
All right.
Well, okay.
So who has a shot at winning?
What the fuck we're talking about?
So you guys were saying who has a shot at winning, right?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say real fast that Aubrey definitely has a chance if she can get... Like, we're assuming if they get to the end, who could actually win. I say for sure Aubrey could. Julia, I think, could. Because even though she's been playing both sides of the Alliance, even though she's been a traitor to everyone... Everybody knows it. And the fact that she's still there and still being useful, like they haven't started lying to her yet.
She's not being shitty about it either.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a
relatively likable person, and everybody recognizes that her flip-flopping is it's just her trying to play the game.
Yeah.
Nobody's seeing it as backstabbing. They're saying shady and all these kinds of adjectives, but I don't think they mean it in a necessarily derogatory way. I think it's respect for the fact that she's playing the game and she's trying to play it well and she's doing these moves maybe selfishly, but there's less blame attached to it.
Yeah, I for sure think that Sydney is actually taking it a little bit personally.
Well, yeah, said Sydney.
Sydney calling her a traitor ass bitch, mock ass trick. Not a direct quote. So that Ty, I feel Ty could definitely win if he gets to the end. Kyle can't. Joe can't.
But Ty's really got to work to the end, especially now.
Yeah, see, that's what we were just saying. Yeah. There's no way anybody's going to take him. He has to win immunities and shit.
Yeah, but just to recap for Andy, for the listeners, you can just hit the 30 seconds forward on you. But to recap, I mean, he has that advantage. That'll see him through one. Yep. He has an immunity idol. That'll see him through another. We know for a fact it's going to go to a final three. And so that's only four more people that have to get voted out. So he really only needs to win one or maybe two.
I'm pretty sure that he's not getting voted out next time because they are so happy with what he just did.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And oof, it's rough.
The longer they wait to try and flush him out, the stronger that advantage becomes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they need to pull that trigger sooner than later. And if they're not going to do it next week, then
people are stupid.
The people make bad mistakes. Yeah. I mean, they don't know. They know that there is a super idol, but they don't know what it does. Like, we learned that. Like Ty said.
He explained it to them, actually.
No. Okay. Because even the people in the jury on Ponderosa didn't know what a super idol was until Neil explained it to them. So, I don't know. Yeah.
What Ty very specifically explained exactly what it does during that tribal where he revealed it.
He accidentally revealed that you can combine two idols to make a super idol, but he never said what the super idol does.
Yeah. The only people left in the game the only people left in the game who know what it does is Ty and Kyle, and now only Ty has an idol. So after all of this talk about super idols, it never happened. But it still had a very big, strong impact in the game.
I was just going to say that because that super idol led to terrible, terrible idol play this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brings us then, because we covered the whole in between stuff, talking about Ty and.
So did you guys cover the question? And maybe you didn't. Why didn't they just play their idols before the vote?
Because they weren't sure who was going to get voted out. Like think of it this way. What if.
Right. Okay. I understand that, but they still play them.
You know, then all three of them are safe.
Because, well, also think of it this way. What if their three votes combine and they vote out, who were they? They were going for Aubrey. What if their three votes are enough to get rid of Aubrey alone? Like, because they, Jason thinks that he's already fractured that women's alliance, which he didn't. You will hear this when you actually listen to the episode, Andy. But he did not fracture that alliance, because there never was an alliance to be fractured. So if he's right, then their three votes for Aubrey might be enough to get her out without using either idol. So why waste them?
See, that's the biggest problem with the super idol, right? It's not that it necessarily was played incorrectly. It's that it led Scott and Kyle to be super, super complacent to the point where they more or less removed themselves from the game. Like they didn't, like, if you look at the interactions and the social work that tries to go on between challenges and before and after challenges, like Kyle went to nobody. Talked to nobody. He had no idea what was actually happening. And he didn't know last week either, really. You can tell by his comments this week that he had no idea why it was Debbie last week. Honestly, it would have been Debbie whether or not they had the super idol and did that whole skit and dance. It still probably would have been Debbie, you know? And he had no clue of that. And Scott kind of tried to play a little bit of a social game, but still was just as removed. And neither one of them had any idea what the fuck was really going on. And because they weren't engaged, because they're like, oh, well, super rival, blah, 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 blah. And they didn't bother engaging with the game. And if they had engaged a little bit, they might have been perceptive enough to be like, actually, maybe we should just play them. Because if your plan is to play the super idol anyway to protect whoever gets the most vote, you're going to use up both idols either way. You might as well just throw them both out there, blanket protect all three of you no matter what, and then you survive to the next week. And in that moment, if Ty decides not to play his idol, then Ty would have been gone this week.
Yeah, but you also have to keep in mind.
He would have gotten his comeuppance.
No, you have to keep in mind, though, that they trusted Ty. Like, that's the thing. Is they like,
It's the trust that bites you in the back, but that's also because they didn't bother going and talking to any of the women. Like, part of it is you get a sense, you get a beat on how somebody's acting, and you can get a sense of whether or not they're confident or whatever, and they didn't bother interacting with that way. The only way they interacted with the women is when Scott was over and like, We want to be the providers, but you know, like
when he was down to them. When he was doing his mafia routine, as I iterated.
Wait a minute. What I realized that none of us noticed is that, I mean, if Ty did give him his idol to make it the super idol, he would have screwed himself.
Yeah, he would have left himself exposed.
Would have been a tie between him and Aubrey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why the fuck would he do that?
Well, in theory,
he said it was a bad idea because, you know, then even if he survived that vote, then he just screwed himself out of an idol for the rest of the game, and he would still be on the bottom with the people everybody hates.
Well, one thing, though, is if their plan had gone, and you're right, but that's only because of the way things shook out, because he decided ahead of time that he was going to try and get rid of Scott. If he hadn't decided ahead of time, instead of voting for Scott, he would have voted for Aubrey. Then Aubrey would have had enough votes that she would have been in the lead instead of Ty. Well, no, because Scott wouldn't have had enough votes, and then Ty wouldn't have had enough votes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it would have been a situation where Aubrey would have gone after the Super Idol had been played. So, yeah, math-wise, it makes sense. I'm probably just not explaining it properly because I'm tired. So, yeah.
It breaks down 4-3-3, and that one extra is where Ty decides to go.
There were 9 people.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah.
4-3-2 then. Yeah.
Close enough. Anyway, though.
Whatever, Matt.
Well, since we've been talking about the Tribal Council, we should at least say the Immunity Challenge, which was kind of neat, where it was another endurance challenge, but also a little bit of... No, never mind. Yeah, a little bit of strength, just on account of it helps to be a little bit stronger, to hold up these little plates by your fingertips with your arms outstretched. And this one boiled down to Kyle and Aubrey facing off for, what was it, an hour, 20 minutes, roughly? Something like that.
I don't know. Sure.
Yeah. I'm sure
right around there.
Both of their shoulders and arms and backs and legs were murdered immediately afterwards. Aubrey really hung in there. I'm very, very pleased with the way she held in until the bitter end. I mean, eventually, yeah, she dropped. But for someone who's kind of small, that's to be expected. As I said before you got here, Andy, she's definitely one of those people that they could have, like, it's right that they put her on the Brains Tribe because she is kind of a little bit, you know, brainy, but they could easily have fit her onto the Brawn Tribe. She's very, very tough, very in shape.
And she's tough and determined in the most adorable way possible, like spitting back at Kyle when Kyle spat. Oh my God. I was like, I want to go give you a high five, but then you would lose.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have, like we saw during the scramble, that they were targeting Aubrey because she was really strong. Like they realized, okay, she is a real tough competitor. We don't want to deal with this. Goodbye.
Aside from her being capable in challenges, she's a legitimate strategic threat. One of the few really good strategic threats out there.
Yeah, she and Julia are the two that are really playing the game at a high level.
Oh, and Ty. I mean, we kind of write Ty off because he's adorable, and you kind of think that he's out there because he's adorable, and he's been around this long because he's had an idol, and everybody's known it, and he's kind of hidden behind that idol and used it. But how many weeks has he had that exact same idol and nobody has tried legitimately to flush it out? He's done a really good job
except for this week.
Yeah, except for this week. But that's the thing is he dodges those attempts really, really well. I think he got a sense that it might have been coming. Or who knows? Maybe it is just dumb luck. But he was able to choose that moment when they were talking about flushing out his idol to pivot and make it Scott instead of him and take back that control. Like, he is working that idol and working his position incredibly well. Whether he's actively doing it and knows he's doing it, I don't know. Based on his, like, slip-ups in Tribal when he, like, accidentally reveals that there's a super idol and he has half of one. Like, it kind of feels like it's just dumb luck. But that might also be part of his act, right? Like, you never know when it is dumb luck and when it is purposeful.
See, I feel like Ty, it is luck, but it's also he has good instincts and he's doing a good job of putting himself in a good position so that he's doing a good job of putting himself in a position where he can be lucky. And when it happens, he takes advantage of it. Like this Tribal Council, when we realized that he had a real solid shot to get rid of Scott and that idol, he went for it. Julia and Aubrey are playing a really strong strategic game of planning, you know, 4 or 5 steps down the line. I really think that Ty is winging it. And that's fine. I mean, he's doing a really good job of winging it. But that does also, on the other hand, that makes him a little bit weak in that he's always reacting to other people instead of actually acting on his own. So his luck could run out, but I think he'll go pretty far.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, like you're saying, he only needs to go, what, 4 more weeks?
Yeah. Well, a couple more days, but yeah, 4 more episodes, yeah.
Yeah, four more episodes, yeah. That's not that difficult, especially because he's shown that he's really good at balance and endurance, and he's won some challenges individually for immunity. Yeah. If he wins one, then you only have one chance to take him out. And if that one chance is this week and they don't do it because of what he just did, that's it. Then he's won the game.
Aubrey did a really good job throughout the game, but in this episode in particular, because what she's been doing is creating her own opportunities. Like, there were 2 blocks of votes in this episode before she started doing anything. 1 block wanted her out. The other block wanted Ty out. And from that, she was able to carve out enough votes for herself to get Scott out instead. So not only is she reacting, but she's able to just create something out of nothing. So I'm really very strongly pleased with her.
Yeah. And I think she's one of those, she'll make it really far, but I don't know if she's playing for fourth place, because she's one of those people that when you get closer, it's not necessarily that you want to get rid of her because she's a strategic threat. Like, at a certain point, everybody knows who everybody is, and it's not necessarily about backstabbing. It's about just who do you want to take to the end, right? And the conversation becomes, do you want to go to the end like warriors and make sure the best of the best wins, or do you want to...
Nobody's ever doing that.
Right. I mean, that's people have said that, but like... How do you frame that conversation? Yeah. How do you frame that conversation? Who do you choose to take with you? And Aubrey is one of those people that's really, really dangerous, because she's really well-spoken, really smart, and legitimately has done good things in this game. And that's a threat to you if you want to go to the end. Like, Ty is playing for fourth place because he's so nice, but he's in a position where he can power his way through with the advantage and with his idol and with his ability. Aubrey has none of those things. Aubrey can win a challenge every once in a while, but not to the same level, I think, as Ty. And she's going to have to work hard, and she's going to have to convince somebody a threat when she really, really is.
Oh, okay. Sorry, you broke up a little bit there, but yeah, I get what you mean. She has to convince people she's not a threat then when she actually is. Yep. I don't know. I think she actually has a pretty good chance of going forward, because nobody likes Kyle. Nobody likes Joe. They don't even bother showing him half the time. And when they do
Michelle's
show him,
not.
Michelle, well, we covered this in that Michelle is a follower. She's not a bad player, but she is one of those, just so long as it's not me, I don't care. But the thing is also, if you're going to be a so long as it's not me, I don't care player, you have to play like Sandra, who will occasionally throw someone under the bus and get them voted out. Michelle's just kind of going along to get along, which will get her towards the end, but I don't think she has enough of a plan to actually do anything once she gets to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, she just brings Joe and Kyle with her.
If she gets that lucky, yeah.
Yeah, if you can orchestrate that, that's what Michelle's going to have to do. But I don't think it's Michelle, mostly for the reason that Nick and Michelle post adorable pictures of them hanging out together on Twitter and Instagram. And if she goes to the end, I don't see them having had that much of a bond out there to happen at Ponderosa,
yeah,
which means that
probable.
She doesn't make it too far. So that's my
metagaming. Come on.
Yeah, I know. That's cheating. I should have saved that for after I tried to offer trading her to one of you guys.
Meh. It's all right. We'll take it. Anyway, so we got the Tribal Council, which we've covered for the most part. We covered the fact that Scott and Kyle are taking Ty for granted, and they're not paying attention to him, and they just kind of assume that he's going to go along with them, which turns around and bites him in the ass, because as soon as those votes are counted, Scott, there's that wonderful moment. Scott turns to him and goes like, yeah, and he's just like, oh, no, bye. And yeah, everyone's just like...
when Ty shakes his head, oh my God.
Yeah.
The best part is that within they're just like they're like, look at his pocket, look back at his face, look at his pocket again. And he just like looks at him like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, it's like, what? No. Oh, no. Yeah, because he had a real innocent look on his face. Basically, until Scott was like, play it. He's like, And then he shook his head. Until then, he's like, "What? Why are you looking at me?" And
he's like, "No, I'm not doing that."
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
And especially at that point, you're right. I mean, if Ty gives it up, then Ty is gone. So why would he?
Yeah,
no, I'm thinking about it. I can't count. Ty only had two votes because Aubrey had three.
I will check Wikipedia right now.
Scott had four. That's why he was gone.
Even then, Brian, like, well, no, yeah, was okay. Yeah, so then it would have been three, Aubrey, two, Ty, four.
I'm checking right now. It would be.
But still, though, like I said in my notes, he would have screwed himself if he did that.
No, Aubrey had two. Ty had two. Aubrey had votes from Jason.
Yeah, there's only eight people.
Yeah. Jason and Scott, and then Ty had votes from Michelle and Julia. So there would have been a revote
in which case I would have fucked.
I would have been gone on the revote.
So there's no reason for him to have. Well, we were all pretty much in agreement that there was no reason for him to play it anyway. Like, it was smart to hold on to it, even if it would have guaranteed him to stay.
Still no reason to do the Super Idol play.
Just
play them both individually and cover all three of you. They're still like it's because they felt so safe for two or three tribals in a row that they weren't thinking about it critically, and they weren't planning, and they weren't doing strategy. They were getting lazy, and that's what bit them in the butt.
Yeah.
More than anything else, their own laziness in the situation is what bit them in the butt.
It was basically a game of roulette, and Jason was lucky enough that he had immunity. And then the ball landed away from Ty. Ty was the one who held his own idol and was able to take advantage and throw someone under the bus. It was hot potato is a better way of saying it. It was a game of hot potato. And then it landed in Scott's hands. And when he realized, oh, I'm not going to catch it if he throws it back at me, I'm going to give it to I'm going to let him hold on to it and take the burn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I really love Julia being like, hey, play your idol right now. Because she was talking to everybody. She knew exactly how many votes everybody was getting. She was just trying to get them to waste it.
I really like that play. I mean, it's a low percentage play, but the thing is, like, what if it works? It's kind of like in hockey. Yeah. Like, in hockey, every now and again, they shoot from the center ice. And just, like, because, hey, what if it works?
People would be pulling the goalie, I think.
Jeremy Roenick's 500th goal was a dump in that instead of just dumping it into the corner, he dumped it on net and it bounced funny.
Yeah.
And it was a goal.
Yeah.
Like, just when you do the dump in, just dump in toward the net. Yeah. Fuck it. You never know. Make the goaltender play it.
Or like when you're going offside and you know, oh, they're going to blow it dead. I may as well. You shoot as soon as you cross the ice because you're like, what if they don't blow? And then this goes in and it counts. And lo and behold, Jamie Benn? No, Tyler Seguin. Matt Duchesne.
Because now they'll just review it and take it away.
Yeah, because it worked one time. Now they'll review it and take it away.
See, but if you were going to say offsides, football would have been the better analogy. If you're playing offense and offsides is called against the defense, you play that play out. Don't just sit down.
Yeah, because maybe it will work.
You might as well chuck the Hail Mary.
Yeah.
The worst thing that happens is you throw a pick and you get it back anyway.
So I think what we're saying is, Julia, maybe it works.
Yeah.
That led to pretty much the most satisfying moment of this season and this episode, which we already covered.
It may be any season.
This is really, really satisfying because Scott and Kyle are such cocky assholes when they're together, and it's good because Scott's gone after being a cocky dick, and Kyle looks like somebody kicked his teddy bear. Like, it's perfect. Their reactions to this are what make it perfect, and the fact that it is a smart move by Ty. Ty is not just backstabbing. He's not just being a dick back to them. He's making the smartest move possible for himself at just the right moment. Like, if he was just being a dick, that would change it too. But the fact that it's a brilliant play at just the right time to two people who are assholes, like, every part of this is completely satisfying.
Yeah.
You know, I think just Jason just turns other dudes into assholes.
Yeah.
Because Scott really wasn't, like, that bad when he was away from Jason.
Yeah.
He was, you know, kind of cocky, but he wasn't like that. And then, like, when Nick joined him, he turned extra douchey.
Yeah.
I'm, like, I want to know what would have happened if Caleb joined him. Would he have turned into a dick, too?
Oh, I hope not. You're right, though, because he corrupted Ty even a little bit.
Yeah, he put out the fire.
Don't like that. Well,
he's a bad influence.
The good thing is now he's all by himself. So There's no one left for him to influence.
Yeah, no, he's pretty bonered. And at this point, he's gonna go
after Joe now.
at this point, he's a goat, right?
Yeah. He's not going to go to the end, though. They're not going
to
take him.
But his play is relatively stiff week to week. The only reason he gets voted out now is if he continues to be an asshole.
Which
he will.
Yeah,
he will be a petty, childish asshole, which is exactly what he was 2 or 3 weeks ago putting out the fire.
Yeah, that's basically his ground state.
Unless he wins the next immunity, I'm pretty sure he's going next time, because I don't think they want him to have $100,000.
Yeah. They would rather have it themselves. Well, he wouldn't get second place. He would get third. As you said, there's no way that anyone's going to vote for him.
I mean, if it's three, I'm pretty sure if you're just in the final and you don't win, you get $100,000.
Well,
oh no, no.
He might get a vote because Scott's in the tribal now.
Yeah, well.
He might.
Nah, yeah.
He'd want vote.
All right, well, anyway, so we talked a little bit about Ponderosa. We talked about the really brutal letter that he got. Yeah. But other than that, though, like I said, this is the Scott that we like again. You know, this is the Jason-free Scott who's fun and is cracking jokes and having a good time and loses 46 pounds. Yeah,
well, he's like, well, what am I going to do today? I'm going to eat really delicious food for free. I'm going to go sit on the beach, and then I'm going to maybe go for a swim in the ocean, and then I'll see what I'm going to do tomorrow.
I'm going to open a lot of doors and close a lot of doors because it's been 28 days since I've opened a door.
And
actual
door
quote.
Like, the door is like at his pec.
Yeah.
It's an.
Yeah, he's
7 foot tall.
I'll tell you that.
So it's like maybe at his chest.
That's definitely one thing I'm going to miss is him and Aubrey having or talking to each other and Aubrey staring up, craning her neck just to see him.
Yes, right.
Because Aubrey's she's got to be like 5'2", 5'3", and then this other guy's 7 feet tall. So yeah, I like that. But yeah, it was a good Ponderosa. And does anyone else have anything they want to say about the episode before we go on to fantasy?
Shit.
That's a good segue because, you are very much screwed now.
Yeah. I am.
I'm sure. This is okay. Well, yeah, transition into fantasy and we'll talk about it.
Okie doke. So, we already mentioned the one bet we have. And Mike the Chicken is still alive, so...
I want to point out, his name is Mark, but anyway...
Was it Mark or... is it Mark?
It's Mark. Oops. They put it on the screen, in fact, one time.
You know what I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of Mike the Headless Chicken, the famous chicken who had its head cut off and lived for another 5 or 10 years before choking on a pebble. Look it up. Yeah, that's a true fact. That's on Wikipedia, if you want to look it up. It's real, though. Anyways, so team-wise, though, we... All the way at the bottom, we have Brian, who got 6 points this episode, 3 from Joe and 3 from Aubrey, for a grand total of 50. Wow. Yeah, you had Scott, but he didn't win anything. Well, even if he had won a reward, it wouldn't have mattered because he got voted out. So
yeah, and I mean, you have a contender to win in Aubrey, but she's not going to get you enough points along the way.
No.
So clearly you should trade her to me.
Yeah, fine. Give me Ty. I'll give you Aubrey.
No, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'll give you Kyle for Joe, though.
Fucking oh.
No, okay. That's
Kyle
fair.
Kyle could win stuff, man.
No.
Kyle will get you more points than Joe will, I'll tell you that right now.
I don't think he will.
All right. Well, then that goes on to Andy.
That is the first time Kyle's ever won anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
I feel like maybe he won a reward.
He failed.
Oh, no, you're right.
No, he hasn't.
Every episode, Brian, he has less competition, though. So, like, previously, if he had come in, like, third, now he's going to come in second, and next week he'll come in first.
No.
That's
no,
not.
Him in this week.
Yeah. That's not
so
how the transitive.
Back to the bottom next time. He's going to be sixth.
It's like, that's not how the transitive property works. So then that goes to Andy, who who got 13 points, get who? Yeah. Andy get 13 point, 5 from Michelle, 5 from Julia, 3 from Sydney. Total of 13.
Yeah.
For a total of 63 points is what I should say there.
Yeah, my team is going to keep getting me points, but I don't think I have an actual contender to win.
Yeah,
I think
Julia gets, you have Julia, dude.
Yeah, but I don't feel like Julia's got it in her to win this. There's too many other. I feel like if Julia goes up against Sydney, I think Sydney can make a better case.
Yeah, but remember the way Aubrey she was like trying to get Kyle on her side? She's going to bring Kyle with her and, I don't know, somebody else.
And put a target on her because Kyle's a dickbag. Like, I like Julia, and I do want her to do well, but I don't see her as being a serious contender because Sydney's a better contender, Aubrey's a better contender, Ty's. Like, you have to – Julia's going to have to drag along the goats and get everyone else out along the way, I think, in order to make it in.
I don't see how you think Sydney's a better contender. You just like her.
Yeah.
She really hasn't done anything but hang out with Kyle and Jason and then leave them.
Yeah. Sydney –
But that move is what has defined the state of the game right now. And if she makes one more move, I think she can make a good case when she gets there. And don't forget the sob story stuff. Like, oh, I went to medical school and I have all this debt and my mother and I need to help her. Like, that stuff matters near the end.
I don't think that's going to overcome the jury not liking her all that much.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hopefully
the jury makeup does matter.
I mean, hey, hopefully, but I don't think so. Anyway, though, I got 10 points because I only have two folks left. I have Kyle, who gave me 5, and Ty, who gave me 5.
You shut up with your only 10 points, okay?
I only got 10. Oh, well, you got 6.
Dick.
6? Oh, I was going to say...
3 people.
So. Yeah, I was going to say on a points per person basis, you got better, but no, that's not true. That's a lie. Well, hey, maybe if Mark... See, I got it right this time. If Mark the chicken dies, you'll get another 2.
Yeah, I need to make like a 10-point bet.
Yeah, 10-point. Double or nothing on who eats Mark. Anyway, that gives me a total of 68. So right now we have me in the lead of 68, Brian in the bottom with 50, and right there in the middle list you got Andy with 63.
I'm not in the middle list. I'm a lot closer to catching up to you than I knew falling down to Brian.
You're the middle list.
Yeah. All right, fine.
Okay, wait. Number 1 is me. Number 3 is Brian. What's between 1 and 3?
Like one
the middle quarter. There aren't quarters. You're number 2. Number 2. You are the middleist.
Shit.
You are a big steaming number 2.
Good. I'm lucky in Japan.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, on that note, is there anything that anybody wants to say?
So you're saying like we can't do a bet on who is going to eat Mark because if he gets killed, everyone who's there is going to eat him. So that would really be 2 bets and 1, then we'd have to be betting who's actually happens to still be there when he gets eaten also.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, my bet would be who's going to be the one, like, not who eats him, but who's the one who cuts the head off, or who's the one who snaps the person
again,
who does
still,
the deed.
That's still 2
right,
bets. We don't know who's still going to be there when that happens.
I bet Joe will do it.
No.
Yeah, it's too silly a bet.
All right, fine.
If anybody, I would think
that's
Jason.
That's the whole point.
No, well, no, because the silly bets we make, like, will somebody get stung by a bee? Those you at least know who's going to be around. This is like our Deadpool, except even worse. Even less reliable. Because at least with the Deadpool, we know someone's going to get voted out eventually.
All right, fine.
Yeah. All right,
yeah,
then.
And then what if he doesn't get eaten? Then you're just completely fucked.
Yeah. Then you didn't lose anything. Yeah. No, that's a good point. That was I give you credit for trying to create a bet where you can only profit. But screw you. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Is there anything else anybody wants to say?
Don't have kids.
Good job. Beep beep.
I said beat.
Beat beat. Oh, beat LA. All right, great.
Beat
good job.
LA.
Beat LA. All right.
Damn kids.
Okay. In that case, I'm calling it now. We will see you guys again next week with. Oh shoot! I should know the. Oh, it's a me game, not a we game, which makes me think this is going to be named after something that Jason says. Oh, that's what we should have done. We should have bet on who says stuff. But that one seems like a pretty obvious.
Oh, the line of the show?
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty obvious. Oh, shit. Okay, you know what? That's going to be a future thing. A future next season, that would be points. You get a point if something your person says becomes the episode title.
We will I'm down for that, but that would have to be fewer points than actually winning something. And right now, like winning immunity or winning reward is 1 point on
fine, half a point, whatever. Who cares? Anyway, that's for next season, not for this season. So we will see you guys at a later date. Goodbye.
Probably next Friday.
Yeah. The way I edit these things, probably Saturday or Sunday. All right.
Yeah, you know.
Of the living